everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the number 15 episode of Power Rangers RPM, Ghosts. I feel like we're back in the days of SPD with the one-word titles the last couple of episodes here. So we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, that was new, showing the new Rangers. Hey, look! Spoiler! Ghosts was the 15th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on June 20th, 2009. Also written by Eddie Gazillion and directed by Jonathan Braw.
The on-ramp's right in front of us.
I know, but I want to avoid the motorway around rush hour.
Rush hour?
Really?
Look around you, man. We're in a post-apocalyptic abandoned city. Okay? We haven't seen another person, let alone car, since we left Corinth 2 days ago.
I would love to see Dr. K's reaction to seeing two more Rangers.
My skills as navigator. Well, there's that, and also the part where the world ended.
Oh, really? You think that might have just something to do with it?
Look, guys, this is everything the Go-Andre camper got on those two flying Zord things.
What are those things? Where did they come from?
Ghosts, maybe. Ghosts.
He just used the title of the episode. Bonus points.
We let this guy drive.
Oh, what? You got a bad explanation in, do you?
I can say anything right now, anything. And it would, no matter what comes out of my mouth, have to be a better explanation than ghosts.
Well, look, it's not normal, okay? It's a giant flying chicken that's shooting laser beams at people. Really?
Okay. This thing is so weird.
That's funny.
Weird? Okay, you cruise around in a giant yellow teddy bear, okay? I drive a big green fish. Look in the mirror, people. We're in no position to be sitting in judgment of anything weird.
Man's got a point.
He does have a good point.
Yeah, well, I wish he could. Have you had any luck contacting her on the radio?
No, nothing. I'll keep trying, though. The steel from the buildings downtown might boost the signal.
This chip is sending the same signal out of Kenmore. A match. Oh no.
Oh, this isn't good.
Dylan, turn back now?
Something's wrong. None of this looks familiar.
It will, just be patient.
And besides, Kenmore Square is just up ahead.
Yeah, it's up here on the right.
It's on the left.
Right? Left, that's what I meant.
Thank you, Mr. Navigator.
Forgive you for bringing up the ghosts.
Which way?
Why are you asking us? They're your memories.
Just lead the way. It'll come back to you.
This is an emergency message from Dr. K. Rangers. Findings show that you were in great danger.
Perfect timing, Dr. K.
Sir, the transmission is going out at full power. Doctor, sir, ma'am.
I need more.
That means diverting primary power away from the city shield grid. You know I can't do that. Not even for my own son.
Hey, there's the sign! I think I could see where a lot of the budget went. Dang, look at this set.
Have I ever told you about my childhood growing up in the Alphabet Soup think tank?
I get the feeling you don't like to talk about it.
That's right. But that's why when I do, you can be sure that it's not just idle chit-chat. You can be sure there's real meaning behind it.
Go on.
In the years I spent there, I was often asked to create things without ever knowing their purpose. In some cases, I could never even imagine what practical, real-world applications they could possibly have.
Fascinating.
When I was 11 years old, I was asked to develop a colorless and odorless substance that, when added to a person's beverage, it would instantaneously stricken the recipient with diarrhea, 1,000 times more extreme than the worst case of dysentery ever recorded.
Oh, Colonel, awesome.
Imagination. Ever dream of a situation where someone would resort to using a substance like that?
Corp Hicks.
Yes, sir.
I want you to divert 15% of the primary shield power to our outgoing communications transmitter for the next 10 minutes.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
That's awesome. It's fake memories.
Images, things that would seem like they came from his own experiences.
We've got to warn the others. Oh, Doc, there are Zords out here. Gold and super Zords, and they fly around and they kick butt. And they're definitely not ghosts. Repeat.
Hold on. Repeat that last transmission, please. Did you say Zords? Gold and silver Zords.
I didn't realize they were gold or silver. There were other colors on them.
Listen to me. I have never been here before. Never.
But then how?
Dylan, it's a trap.
The memories aren't real. It was all Vengix.
Trap?
Huh? That was terrible. Oh, look at that guy. He's covered in bombs. That was a good kick.
Hey,
Now, we gotta be careful here, because as I recall, they can't really use their Zords now, right? Did he just punch him and it did nothing? Also, does he have a bomb with kanji on it? Our new friends are back. So shiny. And they haven't even used their weapons yet. You'll notice also that when they're not doing a bunch of fighting, their helmets are pretty chromey. When they are fighting and doing stunts like this, they're not as shiny. This happens in the Sentai as well, so it's not just a footage thing. It will also be noticeable in the next season when we have the Gold Ranger. Bye.
Why do they keep doing that? I mean, talk about antisocial.
Don't worry, we'll help you find the answers.
You guys are the answer. I'm just looking for the question.
The monster's still there. No, they haven't. They're still in Omega City. Oh, that's not good. Wasteland Canyon, so the same spot from last time, right? Yes, it is.
This has got disaster written all over it.
Okay, that time it wasn't me. How did that do no damage to the back of it? What are you talking about? It did no damage. Oh, that looked terrible. Ooh. Oh, see, I thought we were about to get a roll call. Oh, they forgot to pull the trigger. Dang it. How does that work? Oh, I guess they are kind of gold and silver now that I look at them. It's hard to tell with the hazy yellow they've put over it, you know? See? Shiny helmets, because they're just being cool. And now, less shiny. Okay, so wait a minute. So his sword's a flying chicken. What is hers? Oh, pretty good, though.
What are you waiting for? Help Vengeance go! Master, let Dinobot finish the job. Let's pull back.
Dinobot? That's close to copyright trade, infringement right there. Before Hasbro owned Power Rangers. Wait a minute. Are the other five still tied up? You know, in Season 2, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers did jetting. This is much better.
Blazer!
Wow. This guy never even got a chance to grow. Looks like another wolf or something. Can't tell.
There are two of them, sir.
Bio signals?
No, sir. Nothing alive.
Redoubling on the shields at the most likely approach vector.
Yes, sir.
Lower the shields, Colonel. Their biosignatures are hidden by a stealth organic cloaking device.
Obviously.
Because I built it.
Man, even the Zord props look like toys.
Dr. K, she's a little icy and cold at first, but don't take it personally. It's she treats everybody like that. I think it's just the way she is.
It's Jim and Gemma, which we already knew.
Gemma.
Oh, is she gonna cry and give them hugs?
Hello, Dr. K.
We've missed you.
Aww.
She's maybe trying kind of a different management style with them.
She's really crying. Aw. That's so nice. Alright, so we did see them earlier, although the other guys don't know the background, so they're not going to know that. So we saw them earlier back in her alphabet soup days, and they, I don't know if you remember, they ran off to get Ceres gold and silver. It was just kind of a throwaway line, I guess, and they ran off and it looked like they died. And now they're gold and silver. Isn't that cool? All right, so that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you all for listening and or watching. Next time, we'll be checking out the next episode called In or Out. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.